Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stoller, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-founder of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We're talking about how to connect, connect better with your employees, especially the ones who touch customers, who are closest to the customers. Because I will tell you this, folks, and you've seen this yourself. When you're waited on, when you're served by an unhappy, a disengaged employee, that does not make you want to come back, does it? So every time you see, every time you're out in the marketplace and you run into, you're in a business or touch a business where the person who's waiting on you is obviously not what Mike and I have been talking about, you need to ask yourself, could this be happening to me? Michael, what do you think? I mean, we don't need to assume that just because we think we've got our stuff straightened out that we do. You got to go behind and test this, don't you? Like with a mystery shopper or ask customers what their experiences are. What do you think?
Right. Yeah. Survey them. Mystery shopping. You know what? The truth is, reality is, we drift away from connection and relationships. Yeah. And, just life is busy and demanding. Yeah. And unless we're intentional about reaching out and connecting with people who work on the front line, they won't have that enthusiasm, that confidence, that feeling of connection and partnership and support they get from us if we're intentional about connecting with them. It really
makes
a difference.
You've got to continue to push that as the leader. Another thing, Michael, is, We've said a thousand times on this show that working in a small business, you become part of the family. But every one of those employees have their own families, and as one of the ways to connect with those frontline folks is to take an interest in their families, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the best things you can do as a business leader is at least once a year, if not more often, figure out a way to involve the families. And, number one, they provide support for your employees. And you want not only your employees to feel a sense of pride about your company, but you want their families to feel a sense of pride, their children, their spouses. So inviting them into the workplace to do something for the families or maybe something off-site, get to know the family members if you can. Walk around, be accessible. Get your management team doing the same thing, and when you do that on an ongoing basis, it builds a sense of pride that supports the employees, your employees, so that they feel proud about the business, and their families reinforce that.
Well, and if you have a good employee who might be lured away when they're talking about it with the family, if the family loves them working for that for your company, they might not lobby for the move. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think that's true. Yep. I just think when people feel a sense of pride, when their family feels proud about what the mom or dad does or parent, then it makes a difference. We just
so how, what do you do? You have bring your kids to work day? Do you have a family picnic once a year? What do you do?
Well, there's such a wide variety of things. I've seen companies who will bring in rides and things for kids. I think of Barrel Companies near Fort Worth, Texas, run by Paul Spiegelman, who has written a couple books also on culture. And Barrel, they really go all out in bringing, I think they also have games where you can throw, ball target and Paul will be dunked into water and, silly things like that. And they're great about having a fun culture. So they get the families in to do that. Or it could be something as simple as a picnic, or say a catered event at your office where you bring people in and offer tours. And so it all really depends on the context of what you do and try to, get your employees involved and think about how you can really make it a fun event where the family members learn a little bit about the company and what they do.
Well, and I'll tell you, you'll never do more for an employee than to take an interest in their children, to know a little bit about them, remember their names, if you possibly can, to know how they're doing, ask about their sports, ask about their school. If they're sick, ask about that. You'll never go farther with an employee than when you act like you care about them, when you actually do care about their children. Last thoughts, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's that applies in life generally, doesn't it? We love our children.
Hey, Michael, give us the website again, please.
Sorry, Jim?
Give us the website again, please.
FiredUpOrBurnedOut.com.
Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, come back again real soon. We'll see you next time.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good to catch up.
Take care. Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.